Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
There has been a massive upsurge in violence in Mexico this year. Last week, a shootout between rival drug cartels left 26 people dead or wounded. The week before, a standoff between a cartel and police left 19 suspects dead and 5 officers wounded. In all, more than 11,000 people have been killed in Mexico in the first 5 months of this year alone, the most in at least 2 decades. And the effects of the violence are rippling through Mexican society. Joshua Partlow is Mexico's city bureau chief for The Washington Post.
It's a really startling increase. There are hot spots that have been long violent places up along the U.S.-Mexico border, for example, in the southwestern part of the country, places like Guerrero and Michoacan, which have been violent for a long time. But there's also, you know, places that haven't been so violent, Los Cabos in Baja California, which have really skyrocketed this year. So it's rising in several different places. I mean, I think, you know, Mexico City is one place that hasn't felt it as much as other places, but you get outside of the capital and it's violent in a lot of parts of Mexico.
How much of this is about drugs and drug trafficking? We saw the arrest and incarceration of El Chapo, the drug kingpin. Are we looking at a power vacuum here as rival gangs compete for power?
A lot of people will tell you, yes, that's what we're looking at. There've been some studies. Some of the people who follow this the most closely and really are experts in the violence say that Chapo's arrest and extradition has played a huge factor in reorganizing the Sinaloa cartel and creating fights within that cartel and other drug trafficking groups who want to take advantage of their weakness moving into territory they once controlled. Interestingly, the DEA, when I talk to them down here, they don't think that much of that theory. So they think it's maybe results in some local violence in Sinaloa, where his headquarters were, but that it hasn't really been the main driver of the increase in violence that we've seen nationwide this year, which has basically put Mexico on track to have its deadliest year in its modern history.
Right. And I wanted to ask you about that durability, because we're headed for a spike now in Mexico, as you mentioned, Josh. But this isn't a new phenomenon. And you wonder how great the pressure is on not only police, but on government officials to get a handle on it.
Yeah, it's amazing how long this conflict has continued at such a severe level. When this new Mexican president came in, Enrique Peña Nieto, in 2013 and 2014, the first 2 years of his term, you know, he wanted to change the narrative. He didn't want to talk about drug war violence in Mexico. He wanted to talk about the economy and some other reforms he was doing. And for a period of time, he seemed to get the benefit of events playing out in his favor. I mean, the violence really dropped for those first 2 years, but then it's risen again really dramatically over the last 2.5 years. So there's a lot of pressure on the Mexican government, like you say, to fix this problem. But at the same time, there's also a weariness here in Mexico about, you know, I think among the business and the political class here, they'd rather not think about this issue. And if you live in a nice part of Mexico City, you don't really have to think about it because it's not in your face the way it is in so many parts of Mexico.
Is this the number one issue for average Mexican voters? I'm sure the economy is important. I know it is. Is this level of violence the number one thing they're worried about?
I think it's definitely up there. I think this and corruption are the two issues you hear about the most. When you dig into these, any area you choose, and you start looking at the drug war violence, I mean, it often points back to the local politicians and the government as being either complicit with the drug traffickers or ordering them around. Or, you know, it often feels like the drug traffickers are basically like the security guards for the politicians or the armed faction of the politics here.
Violence largely fueled by the drug trade reaching a new high in Mexico. Joshua Partlow, Mexico City Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks a lot.